Jerry Bader Show, 10:36 on a Friday. That's when we check in with David Fiorazzo of Wisconsin Media Check, wismediacheck.com. And David gave us a little cheat sheet today of things we'll be talking about, the bias they have found in media throughout the week. David, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry, and happy Friday.
Hey, you digging that global warming? It was 20 below in Green Bay this morning.
You're getting a little ahead of us here. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, that's on the list. What'd you find this week?
Yeah, first of all, this just came in last night at 5. There's a pattern in the Green Bay market, as we've mentioned before on your show, of the media avoiding the words Obamacare or even Affordable Care Act. They use health care, or they don't even mention the law. There was a sign up last night or yesterday at Fox Valley Tech, and WFRV CBS 5 in Green Bay reported that Obamacare youth enrollment drive. And of course, they avoid the term Obamacare, but they're trying to get youth to sign up. So I just wanted to point that out, because all the stations are pretty much doing that. They're still kind of distancing themselves, and of course, they're trying to, you know, take attention off the president for that. So that's something we've already talked about, but it's a continuing pattern. The other thing, before we get into the three items, the citizen journalist video. We have something that's really exciting, and this is something that we're really kind of going, wow, this is a neat thing. What happened now, citizen journalism is when you take an iPhone or a video recording of an event or something that you're at that the media doesn't necessarily report, and this happened I believe recently, just in the last couple of days, a freshman at University of Wisconsin Whitewater.
Yeah, David, let me stop you. We spent the whole 9 o'clock hour almost on that.
And
yeah, and I gave a hat tip to Wisconsin Media Check because that's where I found it.
Good.
Yeah, and that actually happened on Tuesday. And for those of you who are just joining us and weren't in the 9 o'clock hour, you should go to the podcast and listen, because it's a great conversation. Again, I want to thank wismediacheck.com for having it. A freshman student who's a member of the College Republicans there at Whitewater turned on, I don't know if it was iPhone or whatever, when a guest lecturer started spewing anti-Walker things. And the point I made, David, and yeah, that's great citizen journalism, and that's the type of thing that WIS Media Check could benefit from. So if you happen upon that, go to wismediacheck.com, that sort of thing, and you would be helping out. But what I found very interesting about that, David, was that is the classic example that this goes on in college campuses all over America. And with iPhones and everything we have today, I think what happened in Whitewater is a classic example of the type of help that Wisconsin Media Check, wismediacheck.com, can get from listeners to this show. Is when you see something like that happening, get your iPhone out.
Yep, absolutely, and that's why we have that citizen journalist page at wismediacheck.com. We also encourage people to send tips when things like that happen. So I'm glad you covered that. I figured you would, but I just wanted to point out that was a very interesting addition to our website this week. Thank you for that video to that freshman. The first thing, now, last week we were kind of hard on WFRV. This week, two of the stories come from NBC 26 WGBA. The first one, the Arizona religious freedom controversy. Now, we do need to point out, in fairness, Fox 11 provided balanced coverage on this, which they haven't in the past, but WBAY and the WFRV each covered the outcome of the Arizona issue in a balanced manner in their 10 p.m. newscast. But the one we're talking about is the NBC 26. This is almost unbelievable. Now, there are two viewpoints in the debate over the controversial Arizona bill. You either view it as religious freedom, a religious freedom issue, or you don't. The thing that stood out to us, I mean, it's blatant, and it's right in the middle of the screen. It says, Covering America, Anti-Gay Bill, in the graphic. It's almost bigger than the anchor reporting this. And so that's an indication right there what direction they're going to take on the story. And NBC 26, they really outed themselves as viewing this issue in terms defined by the professional left. So we found that they never explained this intent and the interpretation of the bill to its viewers, so that viewers could weigh both sides and make a decision.
Yeah, that. And by the way, that anti-gay label is why Jan Brewer, there was no way that she was ever going to sign that because she knew that it was going to stick. Also, there was one I think was came up yesterday. I know I saw it. That was a Dan Bice column on the Scott Walker John Doe, which I think is it's a little inside baseball, but I think it's interesting, David, the subtlety of that bias.
Are you talking about the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, and again, you pointed this out. I think I may have a week or two ago. The investigation has been closed. The prosecutor was a Democrat. He found no reason to charge Governor Walker with any wrongdoing, but now these emails were released, and now it's perfectly fair for the media to seek the truth, but the media does not attribute the allegations to Democrats or liberals. It's the media that is accusing
right.
Walker of wrongdoing indirectly.
Right. And then what has happened is there's someone in the Burke campaign who was guilty of the same thing, and that is using government resources to campaign. What Dan Bice of the Journal Sentinel does is, well, in that case, it's Republicans who are pointing it out. So he reduces the allegations in the Burke camp to a he said, she said, whereas you pointed out, David, that in the case of Governor Walker, they don't wait for Democrats to attack. They go after him themselves. That's the difference. And finally, and I don't recall the specifics of this one, another minimum wage claim by gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke.
Yeah, and, you know, this is the thing where they accept what she says and they don't, quote-unquote, fact-check it, and they'll just kind of go with her, whatever she says, and if Governor Walker makes a claim, they'll either attack him right away or they'll fact-check it immediately, and it's just another case of a double standard. So we're going to see this more and more as Burke gets more of a plan together as she campaigns more and more.
Yeah, and the question is, what will the scrutiny be from the mainstream media? At some point, she's going to have to be much more specific, much more bold in saying what her vision is for Wisconsin, and will she be called out on it? All right, that's all the time we have. David Fiorazzo, again, it's wismediacheck.com. And again, you got tips. You see something happen like the student at Whitewater, get your smartphone going and send the video to wismediacheck.com. David, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Jerry. Have a great weekend.
You too. All right. Straight ahead, the other make you spit blood story of the day. This, now nothing stuns me anymore. But if things did still stun me, this would. In 3 minutes, it's 10:43.
Jerry Bader Show.